Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
We continue with you. This is Yahoo Sports Radio. Rich Rare sitting in for Tony D on the nighttime show. We are going out to our guest hotline. Joining us right now, Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports Shutdown Corner, who, by the way, if you guys have not checked this out, I was sitting there at dinner reading the story about Jim Kelly, Jim Harbaugh, throwing punches at each other. I never knew the story, and I've covered the National Football League for 20 years. I knew the two didn't like each other, but I didn't know where all this came from. What an amazing story arc.
I had fun writing it. Yeah, I kind of heard it, you know, through the grapevine or whatever. And I never, there's stuff written about it out there, but I had never heard it. And like you, I started covering the NFL a little bit after that, about 99. And this is back in 97. Colts are struggling. Jim Kelly had just retired. He calls out Harbaugh, kind of hints that his toughness was not quite as advertised. And they meet up in San Diego, of all places, before a game. And yeah, comes to blows. And there's a cool postscript to the whole thing. I won't spoil it, but it had some long-ranging effects in NFL history. So it was kind of a strange and wonderful tale of NFL lore. I had fun writing it.
You got to check this out on Yahoo Sports as part of the Shutdown Corner blog. It's a really great story, and I hope you guys have some more coming up. I wanted to get your thoughts after we watched the NFL owners' meetings. Looking at Jerry Jones, comes out and says, hey, listen, I think Las Vegas has everything the National Football League is aspiring to. And that's the quote I watched on NFL Network. Is there really a possibility that Jerry Jones is going to be able to get everything he wanted? The Rams in Los Angeles, now the Raiders to Las Vegas. San Diego, I'm not sure. And is he now the most powerful owner in the league?
Yeah, I think he and Robert Kraft, you know, I would say I may have said Kraft a couple of years ago, you know, when it seemed like he sort of was the conductor, if you will, for getting the, you know, the NFL back in with a labor agreement, things like that. Patriots are at the height of their powers, things like that. But you see what Jerry Jones still can do, and he still wields a big sword. And obviously he has influence a lot over a lot of the newer owners. And then there's been a little second wave here that has come on in the last 10 years or so. And he's a deal maker. I mean, that's really what Jones has always been, back to his oil days in Arkansas, Texas, growing up. And Jerry was always the salesman. And I think he's able to sort of sling an arm around a guy over here and say, listen, I'll work on this guy for you. Let me try to get this owner's vote. You just keep me in mind later. I may ask you for a favor. So it's kind of like the Texas version of the Godfather, if you will. And so, yeah, he's still going strong, and he's still able to sort of push agendas that he wants to see pushed through. And so Bob Kraft has his power, but it's a different kind of power, I think, than what Jerry Jones has.
Well, it's very interesting because there was the old school of owners and then the new school of owners, and it seems like Jerry Jones is the one who's got most of the votes lined up with all these new owners coming into the league, billionaires who made their money somewhere else, and they're kind of sportsmen, if you will. It treated the National Football League like such.
Yeah, this is a strange analogy, but this is kind of like the grunge rock scene in 1991. They needed that grandfatherly godfather figure, whatever. Neil Young was that guy, okay? So in a sort of weird way, Jerry Jones is kind of like the respected elder among some of the newer wave of the younger owners, newer owners, the new money, if you will. He's sort of the old money. You know, he kind of aligns with them. I mean, he's loves technology. He's got a brand new building. He's got the biggest scoreboard going. Everybody wants to outdo Jerry in that regard. You know, marketing wise, business wise, he's cutting edge. You know, his team sells itself. It's the Dallas Cowboys, but they're a progressive team in a lot of ways. And he's embracing ideas that some of the new owners have to sort of be convinced to do. So yeah, I think he's kind of that figure that they see the way Jerry does it, and they kind of hope to aspire to be what he is right now.
But here's the part that I don't get is, as he is so successful off the field, bucking the trend, signing his own shoe deal, signing his own soda deal, pouring rights, all the rest, building Jerry's world. His football team has absolutely underperformed under his leadership, where he and his son are running it. Does everybody look at, hey, listen, you're great off the field, but the league would be much better if the Cowboys actually won?
Yeah, they would. And, you know, coming off a 4-12 season, I mean, you know, Des Bryant gets hurt, that Tony Romo goes down the next week, and they, you know, they come back and they get hurt again. I mean, it's, you know, they were a little bit star-crossed last year. That, let's face it, I believe they were a better team than 4-12. But, you know, you look at the approach, they weren't able to do much in free agency. I know finances had a lot to do with that. And then you look at the draft and you sort of say, okay, Ezekiel Elliott, first pick. Do I 100% agree with it? No, even though I think he's a fantastic running back. But it's clearly a win-now move. Let's help Tony Romo out. Let's ease the burden on Romo as he reaches 35, a lot litany of injuries. But then they take Jalen Smith early in the second round instead of a pass rusher or another quarterback or something. So here's a player who's not going to play at all this year, and yet your first pick suggests that you're ready to win right now. It's like conflicted a little bit, you know, and they have smart people in the building, whether it's, you know, Will McClay or Stephen Jones has shown his merit as well. I mean, other people in that building, I think, are smart personnel people. And it does feel a little bit like they're being kind of tugged in a lot of different directions. Jason Garrett wants his input as well. So it's tricky. There's a lot of some delicate tap dancing you have to do because it is Jerry's team, and he's going to run it the way he wants to run it.
Do people in Dallas care about winning? I mean, they still show up. They spend their money off the field. Yeah. He's a Super Bowl winner. But on the field, when do people start saying, hey, listen, that's great. I love the scoreboard. I just want to see some touchdowns on it.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. And for sure, I will say this. I mean, the fans down there hang on every offseason story. You know, I mean, they know about the third-string linebacker, and they know, you know, how many games the sixth-round draft pick played last year. And I mean, they're into their football down there. And, you know, I got called out on Twitter on a mistake I made on a story, and I thought, by a Cowboys fan, I thought, wow, that's a sharp reader right there. I mean, they picked out some little thing that I, you know, minuscule thing. And so I really firmly believe that they are good football fans who are frustrated. And last year, I think they're semi-willing to understand and say, okay, that thing just ran off the tracks and it wasn't meant to be and whatever. I think the expectations are pretty strong this year. I don't know Super Bowl, but, you know, I think people feel like, look how Washington won that division last year. The Eagles are kind of a weird mess right now. The Giants, are they really good? I don't know. They're switching coaches. We might be able to come back from 4-12 and win 10 games and win this division. So I think expectations are a little higher than maybe people realize there.
Eric Edholm joining us, Yahoo Sports Shutdown Quarters, the blog that he writes for, some really great articles. Let's wrap this thing back up and come back full circle. He was talking about Las Vegas, Mr. Jones. Do you see the NFL ever stepping foot in Las Vegas as an everyday franchise?
You know, I think 2 or 3 months ago even I might have said, I don't know, the Blue Bloods would never let it happen and there's the gambling. But you start stepping back and thinking about it. You know, like you were saying earlier, the NFL wants the Cowboys to be good. It's good for business. It makes it, they're a nationally recognized brand. They are in the news, right? So when they're 12-4, it's a lot better than they're 4-12. I believe on some level, even though it's not the same thing, I think the Raiders, if they can reestablish some excitement, they're a story. They're still a national brand. I know they don't move the needle quite as much, but that's one factor. I think another factor is that you look at London, and the NFL clearly has planted a flag there. They've embraced London. We could even possibly see a team one day 10, 15 years from there. Gambling is legal there. So if we're talking about Vegas as somewhere we don't want to go in the NFL, we're worried about the gambling thing and blah, blah, blah. Look, I mean, it's legal in London, and they're adding games. They're not taking games away from there. So I think they're okay with that. The biggest thing for me is that the cash-poor nature of this franchise, Raiders don't have it. They're going to need help. They're going to need help from the Vegas commission there. They're going to have to get tax help, I think. You know, so the stadium issue is going to be the biggest thing. They're not playing at Sam Boyd Stadium. I'd love to figure that out. That's one that I don't know where they're going to be able to come up with a temporary stadium. So there's still some big leaps and bounds, but I will say this. Vegas is all in, I believe. The mayor seems behind it. And I think the Raiders are legitimate. I don't think they're trying to, like, you know, leverage Oakland. I think they've almost got one foot out the door now.
Oh, absolutely, especially when the sewage starts backing up from the Raiders clubhouse running into the A's clubhouse. Nobody wants to be there. Hey, that's Eric Edholm joining us from Yahoo Sports Shutdown Corner. We'll continue. This is Yahoo Sports Radio.